Leslie Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Former President Donald Trump on Thursday was convicted of all 34 counts in his New York City trial. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
After deliberations spanning 2 days, a 12-member jury told the court it had found Donald Trump guilty on all of the 34 counts. After emerging from the courtroom, a somber Trump told reporters there will be an appeal because, in his words, this was a rigged trial by a conflicted judge who was corrupt.
The real verdict is going to be November 5th by the people.
November 5th is Election Day, when Trump and President Joe Biden are set to be on the ballot for a rematch of the 2020 election, which Trump lost. A Biden campaign statement says there is only one way to keep Trump as a convicted felon from returning to the Oval Office of the White House, and that is at the ballot box. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. officials say President Joe Biden partially lifted a ban on Ukraine using U.S. arms in strikes on Russian territory. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Two officials say that allows Kyiv to use American weaponry in Russia for the limited purpose of defending Kharkiv, which is under Russian assault. They stress the policy that Ukraine not use those arms to mount offensive strikes in Russia has not changed. The move comes a day after Secretary of State Antony Blinken hinted at a shift.
At every step along the way, we've adapted and adjusted. As necessary.
Ukrainian officials have been stepping up calls to allow their forces to defend themselves against attacks coming from Russian territory. This morning, NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg urged Western nations to reconsider any restrictions.
I believe that the time has come.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.